Operation Pegasus, now in its fourth day, has come to an abrupt halt. One of the mechanical mules hauling a 106mm recoilless rifle in support of F Company, 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, has hit a Chinese communist landmine. I'm unable to tell at this time, but I believe the driver of the mule was killed, and the 106mm recoilless rifle he was hauling disabled and put out of action. Operation Pegasus is in its fourth day. Disabled and put out of action. Operation Pegasus is in its fourth day, continuing along Route 9 towards Khe Sanh. I'm standing presently aboard Charlie 2-1, a Marine M48 tank accompanying the Leathernecks of F Company, 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment on their sweep. Here with me is Corporal Gary L. Hall of 1330 Prairie Street in Vincennes, Indiana, the tank commander of Charlie 2-1. Gary, tell us a little bit about why they brought tanks with them out here along the sweep along Route 9.
Well, I believe they brought the tanks down along Route 9 here for the mere reason shock power, mobility, and the firepower that the tanks put out. And this is the main faction why they brought it out, I guess.
Well, Gary, as we've been moving along, we've had Marine engineers sweeping for mines in front of us. You're one of the first vehicles ever to come down Route 9 since the sweep started. How have the engineers done in front of you?
They've done a pretty fine job. We've only went over one mine that they didn't pick up, and so far we've had real good luck with crossing them.
Well, Gary, on a sweep like this, how primarily are tanks used, especially in one where we're so limited, we're running right down Route 9 and there's not much else we can go. How primarily do they employ tanks?
The primary employment of tank is to have the mine sweep team in front of us, and then another tank, and then as we go along, the mine sweep team will detect any mines that are laid in the road, and in case we suspect enemy ambushes off to our flanks, we'll recon the fire with the tanks.
Well, I noted earlier today that you were doing a tremendous amount of what you call recon by fire. Would you explain for our listeners just exactly what that is and how you accomplish it?
Reconning by fire is merely firing into the surrounding area where you suspect an ambush site may be. We cut loose with our 90mm, the 30 caliber and 50 caliber and what other small arms that we have in order to prevent an ambush which may be set up ahead of us.
Well, Gary, you're the tank commander of Charlie 2-1. Can you tell us something about your job as tank commander? Just what does it involve being the tank commander of a Marine M48 tank?
It involves the proper employment and use of the tank, deciding what terrain the tank can cover without any damage to the tank, keeping the weapons functioning properly, and more or less in general, just a crew chief over the tank.
Well, Gary, one last question here before I talk to some of the other members of your crew. What do you think about this sweep towards Khe Sanh? Are you pretty happy that we're finally going to get in there and relieve some of those beleaguered troops, or what's your opinion on this type of thing?
I think it's really great because I believe with a motor transport convoy to be opened up through Route 9 alleviate some of the troubles they're having at Khe Sanh with the air supply, and if we can get this opened up, it should ease the tension on the red troops over there.
Do you think that your tank will be a big help in easing the pressure on the troops at Khe Sanh?
I believe so, because old Charlie's got pretty good respect for these tanks, and I know I'd be kind of scared if I saw him come rumbling down the road to me, so I imagine he's kind of laying low.
Well, Gary, out here on Operation Pegasus, we've got an early edition of the Stars and Stripes today, and we noticed that the North Vietnamese are beginning to use some more of their tanks a little farther south down here. Have you had any training on what you'll do if and when you should meet an enemy tank, or how would you counter that situation?
Well, we're all prepared as we are trained in tank school, mainly to engage another tank. We have the type of round which can completely destroy the tank, a heat round, and we have a fairly sophisticated range finding system, whereas the Russian tanks that the North Vietnamese are using they don't have a good range finding system as we do, and I believe that we have the edge over them.
Well, Gary, before we close, one last question. Do you look to encounter any armor up here on Route 9?
No, I don't really look to, because I don't believe the North Vietnamese really want to lose those tanks that they have now. They probably have so few that they can use them for, as we do, shock power. And if they were to lose any, then they'd be in pretty bad shape.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us here on the fourth day of Operation Pegasus, sweeping along Route 9 towards the embattled Marine positions at Khe Sanh. I've been speaking to Corporal Gary L. Hall of 1330 Prairie Street in Vincennes, Indiana, the tank commander of Charlie 2-1, a Marine M48 tank accompanying the Marine infantry on Operation Pegasus. Also standing here aboard Charlie 2-1 with me is Private First Class Charles W. Tucker of 1500 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Kansas, the loader aboard Charlie 2-1. Chuck, tell us a little something about your function as the loader on the tank here on Operation Pegasus.
Primarily, the loader's job is to keep the 90 rounds clean and 30 caliber in good working condition. So if we do get in an ambush or a situation where we have to use the guns, that they'll be functioning pretty well.
Well, Chuck, I noticed earlier this morning we did quite a bit of reconning by fire. Would you explain what you were doing down inside of Charlie 2-1 while we were reconning by fire?
Usually just follow the tank commander's commands, throwing the rounds into the chamber and working the 30 caliber.
Chuck, why primarily do you think they brought tanks out here with the infantry of Foxtrot Company along Route 9 as opposed to some other track vehicle?
Well, the tanks, they have the greatest strength of all the track vehicles, and there'd be more use than any other vehicles out here because of the 90 and the 30 and the 50 we have.
Well, Chuck, we saw in an early edition of Stars and Stripes today that the North Vietnamese Army is bringing some of their tanks farther south. Do you expect to encounter any of these? And if you do, what would be your function inside the tank?
Well, my function would be mainly using the heat rounds that we have against those tanks to try and knock them out, which we probably could do.
Chuck, before we close this, give us your opinion of how it feels to be sweeping along Route 9 here and getting ready to relieve some of the pressure off of the troops at Khe Sanh.
I feel it's really great because a lot of those troops up there at Khe Sanh are really in hot water, so they really need supplies pretty bad. And the helicopters can't get through most of the time, so I think it's a real good deal to get this road secured.
Well, do you think that Charlie 2-1, your tank, will be a big help once we get up there and start taking the pressure off?
I sure hope so.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon. Private First Class Charles W. Tucker of 1500 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Kansas, the loader aboard Charlie 2-1, a Marine M48 tank, accompanying the infantry sweeping towards Khe Sanh along Route 9.